Distortion. The nominal value of a dollar is $1. The nominal value of the dollar has never changed. The statistical value of the dollar is estimated by analyzing records of transactions involving the dollar. The statistical value of the dollar has declined a lot since the Constitution was ratified. That's one example of nominal distortion. I was around 30 years old when the gold window was closed, so I remember when gas was 19 cents a gallon and the attendant pumped it for you. Sometimes they even gave you dishes or green stamps. Cokes and candy bars were 5 cents, and a loaf of bread cost around a quarter. That was after Roosevelt devalued the dollar. My dad was born in 1911. He told me that he worked as a young man for 18 cents an hour. When I got my first job at the age of 15, there had been a recent increase in the minimum wage, $1 per hour. Inflation is only one form of nominal distortion. Euphemisms provide another way to exploit nominal distortion. War is a euphemism for mass murder. Incarceration is a euphemism for kidnapping. Taxation is a euphemism for armed robbery. Quantitative easing is a euphemism for inflation. Inflation is a euphemism for counterfeiting. Rule of law is a euphemism for the rule of lawyers. With apologies to Sun Tzu and his art of war, politics is a continuation of warfare by other means. Any authoritarian government is carrying out a violent and mendacious attack on its own people, and probably people in other countries. A great majority of governments on planet Earth are pathologically authoritarian. Some governments are less authoritarian than others, but all governments are criminal enterprises. In a libertarian society, nominal distortion is minimized. There will be price changes based on various events like droughts, floods, new mineral discoveries, and etc. But a libertarian economic system will adjust and find a new equilibrium. Authoritarian societies often enforce nominal distortion. If nominal distortion is not corrected, all meaning is eventually lost in a morass of draconian, contradictory, and selectively enforced edicts. The people who run our so-called government are masters of the shrinking deal. First, they use all kinds of skullduggery to pass a law the majority of the people don't want. A law that is a watered-down version of what they will eventually implement. The income tax is a perfect example of this technique. The first implementation of this law only taxed the very wealthy, just a little bit. A century later, we have the government hiring 87,000 new armed IRS agents to enforce the ever more draconian income tax laws. Income taxes that play a starring role in our shrinking incomes and growing anger. Our government is spreading violence and confusion all over the planet. We need to stop it. If we don't, the rest of the world will stop it for us. That's what happened to Germany and Japan in World War II, and it wasn't pleasant for anyone involved. Just say no to all the different varieties of authoritarian trickery. Just say yes to peace and prosperity. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.